Health Community Time. My name is Meg, and I will be your host this evening. Our topic is such a fun one tonight. It is travel hacks and health. And we'd love to know, as we're getting started, where are you traveling to on your next adventure? So if you would take a minute and put that in the chat, we'd also love to know if you have any questions. So use the Q&A feature in Zoom below to let us know if there are any questions that you have that we could answer tonight. You know, as I've been reflecting on my own personal travel, just to help get ready for tonight, I've been thinking about a lot of the trips that I've taken over the last few years, and a lot of them I've taken because of this incredible coaching opportunity. And so wanted to just remind everyone that through coaching, we do well by doing good, and that requires a lot of heart work and a lot of hard work. Would love to share my personal story with you tonight. I found this program, goodness, about almost 7 years ago. And on the screen, you'll see some before and now pictures of me on the far left-hand side of the screen. And if you're catching us on podcast, you are going to have to go back and look at these pictures. But on the far left-hand side of your screen, you'll see me with Tarzan at the happiest place on earth, feeling anything but happy. And that's because I didn't feel like myself. I was miserable. I was tired. I was eating my way through the parks and making everything all about the food. And it was really this program that taught me a better way and taught me how to take personal responsibility for my results and for my future. And so fast forward, I lost over 40 pounds and felt so much better. It's so much more fun going to the happiest place on earth now. And you know, what is even more fun, the picture on the right you'll see is me and my mom. You can see us there at our heaviest, and you can see in our eyes there just the pain that we were in, just inside. And then the picture on the right, we are in bathing suits, and y'all, I cannot believe we are sharing them on this Zoom with so many people. But it just goes to show so much can happen when you make that brave decision to get healthy and you go all in. Tonight, I'm excited to share with you a couple of my great friends. But before I do that, I wanted to just set the stage for you tonight that our goal and our intention is to equip you and empower you to be able to travel and do so in a healthy way. We aren't here to tell you what to do. We'd never want to do that, but we want to give you options. And so we just want to encourage you. I didn't even know prior to getting healthy that you could actually go on vacation, have a whole lot of fun, and not even make it about the food. So just wanted to go ahead and share that with everyone. I've got some really special friends that are going to be sharing with us tonight. Her name is Dr. Robin. She is a neuropsychometrist, and she is about to dazzle you with her vocabulary and also with her knowledge of habits and how the brain works. Also, I've got my friend Corey here, and she is a world traveler and has a heart of gold and is such an incredible coach and human being. So Robin and Corey, come up on the screen, please. We would love to hear from you. And if you wouldn't mind, share with us a little bit of your experience on program so far. Robin, let's start with you.
Sure. Yes. Hey, good evening, everyone. So grateful for this opportunity, and especially to get to do it with two of my favorite people. for me, similar to some of what you shared, Meg, for me, I've always been kind of this active and athletic person where there was maybe more of a focus on movement, less so on nutrition, but I've also just always been an emotional consumer or a stress eater. What I would find is that I would try something for a time, have success, and then revert back to my maladaptive poor habits, right? So it's sort of this vicious hamster wheel. For me, I didn't necessarily feel like I had a weight loss goal per se. I just wanted to feel better. Mm-hmm. I'm a single mom. I work in healthcare. I was exhausted, and I just needed something that was simple and convenient and that I could follow and not constantly fall off from. So for me, I was introduced to program 2 years ago, and I've never looked back. I lost about 35 pounds in 4 months. And for me, though, it's really less about the weight. That was more a byproduct of the transformation that was happening between the ears, right? Kind of the mindset shift and me understanding my habits. I gained my life back. I came back into my own light, and I've been able to be more present on all of the amazing traveling that I've been able to do with my daughter and with my family.
Oh, I love
that. Would love to hear about your journey too, Corey.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here tonight. I tell you, I lost on this plan. I started 2.5 years ago. I lost 44 pounds in 4 months. And before that, when I went on vacation, it was like a free for all. And I just thought, well, calories don't count. Just live your life, do whatever, you know. And now, you know, I changed my whole mindset around food, and it is now around health. And that's what's important to me. And so when I go on vacation, I'm not, 100% doing what I was doing in the beginning when I started Optavia, but I am definitely living up to my health goals and feeling great.
That's so good, Corey. What would you say has surprised you most about travel and, since you've gotten to know the program, about traveling and staying on plan and staying on track with your goals?
Well, I think the simplicity of it and just feeling great about it. I don't feel like I'm deprived. I feel like, everything is just what I want it to be. If I make a choice of something, like I have the dessert or whatever, I just make a little, tweak in my choices for the rest of the time or the rest of the day or whatever. And I feel great about it. And I feel like I'm meeting my goals. I'm not, I think I used to also feel guilty after I would, maybe eat all the desserts or whatever, and then I'd feel guilty. And this is why I feel this way and whatever. It is like Robin was saying, just the hamster wheel.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. You don't feel deprived and that surprised you. I think that is so powerful because I think most people think that they're going to feel deprived when they're on program. And by the way, we want to recognize some of you watching haven't even gotten started yet. You probably are still waiting on your box. So glad that you are here. And I know we've got some seasoned veterans on. Robin, how would you answer that question? Going back to what have you learned about yourself that has surprised you?
Yeah, yes. I think one of the things as I reflected on all of the traveling that I've done over the past 2 years, which of course I feel so grateful for, is historically, I would view a vacation as an opportunity to take a break. Kind of like this diet mentality, right? Like take a break from what I had been working on, and it could kind of be a free-for-all. And then I would feel like crap, but when I got back, right? And so then I would beat myself up. And then that was part of the cycle of kind of this like negative self-talk. And so I think the biggest thing that I've learned is from a mindset perspective is, being intentional about what it is that you're doing, coming up with a plan. And by focusing on a plan, it helped me to remember my why, right? And kind of rewrite a new story. But I also just want to normalize that, whenever we think about kind of starting new habits, like that doesn't just happen overnight, right? It's so effortful at first. And I know for me, historically, if I was starting something and then I maybe had a deviation, that would then sometimes turn into an opportunity for me to like totally like fall off the wagon, right? Yeah. Right. Hello. Put a one in the chat if anyone else has been there too. I think that was part of the challenge also. And so that's why I'm so excited to share amongst the three of us with our different travel experiences, kind of what we've learned along the way. And I think the biggest takeaway for me is that it's possible. Oh my gosh. When I was thinking of all the travel that I've done over the last couple of years, I was like amazed. And then you feel more confident the more you do it because you're showing yourself that you can and how much you enjoy it and how much more present you can be.
Wow, that's so true. It is so possible and it's so much more fun. It's so much more empowering. Your confidence is better. I mean, every aspect of traveling is better when you're at a healthy place. in your health and also in your mindset. Man, I love that. Well, I know we wanted to give everyone a couple of tips. And so wanted to share some three big tips to consider as you start thinking about travel. And the first one Robin already hit on, and that's to come up with a game plan. So have a game plan for your nutrition, but also for your hydration and your movement. There is this quote, I know you've heard it. We've all heard it, right? If you fail to plan, you are essentially planning to fail. And we know you would not be on right now or catching this podcast if you wanted to plan to fail, right? Like you are here because you want to succeed. You want to do this and you want to do it well. And so that starts with remembering your why and coming up with a game plan for your success in those different areas of health. Tip number two to think about, and I recommend this to every single client, have an appointment to check in with your coach as soon as you can upon your return. So here's my challenge to all of you that have spring break trips coming up or summer trips coming up, set an appointment and the intention that you will check in with your coach as soon as you get back. Don't delay that accountability. I mean, it makes such a difference. So highly recommend that. And then tip number three is to make the main thing the main thing. You know, the truth is, like, we're not going on vacation because we want to eat all the food and feel like garbage, right? Like, what is the main thing of going on this trip? It's probably that you want to rest or spend time with family, create memories, do something new. So make the main thing the main thing. All right, Corey and Robin, what am I missing here? Anything that we can add?
Well, I know one thing I talk to clients about, and this really depends on where you're at in your program, but maybe some different steps you can take when you go on vacation. So I know when I started on plan, I probably started out the same way most of us do. Oh, this is a diet, which it isn't. You know, so if we think about deprivation, the opposite of that is wealth, and that health, that's our wealth. So when you start out, you might need that structure of 100% on plan, bring your fuelings, 5-1. But if you've been going a little bit longer and you're more comfortable with your choices and your habits, you can possibly just do like the 4-2 when you're on vacation. I like to do that a lot, where I'll, just do two lean and greens that day. It gives me a little bit more flexibility and a nice balance to my vacation. So I'm still bringing my fuelings, but I'm eating less of them and I'm enjoying what I'm doing. So that's an option that you can take.
That's a really good point and a really good idea, Corey. And I remember that the first time I traveled, when I was on program, I was nervous because I'd finally found something that worked after years and years and years of finding things that didn't. And I was so nervous about it. So we want you to know it is possible. It can be done. I felt so empowered. I went on an airplane to another time zone and stuck to the 5-1 and felt fantastic. So we want you to know it's possible, but we also want to give you choices. And we do recommend you talk to your coach and know what your own personal goals are. But one of those options that you can consider is whether or not you want to do 2 lean and green meals and 4 fuelings. I think that, you know, I'm not a breakfast person. So I'm like, I love having my hot chocolate every morning for breakfast. That is my jam. But that is a good way to have some other ideas for things to do when you're taking a trip. Robin, anything else that comes to mind?
Yeah. And I think too, you know, something that I considered for myself, and I know that I talk with people about also, as you kind of come up with your plan or a few different plans, you have a backup plan to your plan, right? And then maybe you get to your destination and your plan goes out the window, right? And so just knowing that all of that is okay. You know, I remember the first trip I took, it was 3 months in and I went to Hawaii. And similar to what you said, Meg, I was so successful. I was feeling great. I'm like, okay, my plan is I brought all my fuelings, I was prepped, and I'm like, oh, yep, I'm going to have 2 lean and greens, you know, breakfast, dinner, because I do like breakfast. but then I also was really, really mindful of, I didn't want it to become stressful, right? Because I think if I'm so stressed out about it, then it's taking away from me to be able to enjoy a vacation. And so I talked about it with my coach, you know, and part of some intentional choices that I made was like, I wanted to enjoy some of the local cuisine. I wasn't supposed to be having fruit at that point, but I really wanted to try some of the fresh papaya, for example. And so I made some intentional choices and then got right back kind of, you know, more 100%, you know, once I got back. But that felt okay to me, right? Because it was an intentional choice. Similarly, I had a client who went to Italy like 6 weeks after starting program. She's like, I don't know that this was such a good idea. And then she's like, actually, I think that the timing was perfect because she was so intentional about what she was doing, even if her initial plan, you know, she's like, I'm starting to feel stressed. And so I want to also just impress upon that none of this is to be perfect, right? It's not about perfection. It's about progress and making intentional choices with what it is that you do. And when we travel, there's lots of things that are out of our control. And so also thinking about those things that you can control as well.
That is so good, Robin. I'm so glad that you shared that. Because, you know, if you're waiting for the perfect time to start program or change your life, you're going to wait forever. There is always going to be something. And the beautiful thing about this program is it's so portable, right? We get to bring it with us. We've got a dining out guide that shows us how we eat, you know, when we go out to eat. So I love that perspective and I think it's really powerful. So let's take a minute and give everybody out there, our friends, some tips on things to bring with them when they're going on these trips. Robin, I know you're passionate about a couple of things to make sure they pack in their suitcase. You want to get started?
Yes, yes. So for me, I always have a water bottle. So I am showing you right now, this is my mother water bottle, my 64 ounce water bottle. This comes with me. So I don't have any excuse not to be hydrated. And so, you know, I'll bring it. And then when I get through security in the airport, I fill it up so that I have water for the flight. If I'm flying somewhere, when I get to a destination, I'm usually kind of scoping out like, where's the fitness center? And can I fill up my water bottle there? When I was in Ireland last year, I was probably the only person in Dublin who was asking to have said water bottle filled at the bar, you know, but I got hydration goals, so it worked out okay. but, you know, it's again, having a plan and then figuring out how to get what it is that you need. You know, the second thing that I always have on hand, and I usually am wearing them as I'm traveling, is just sneakers, tennis shoes, depending on what part of the country you're joining us from, the semantics matter. But I always make sure that I have shoes for walking and to be active in. I absolutely love just walking and getting in steps and all of that. So I always make sure to have my trusty water bottle on hand and also some shoes for active, more increased activity.
That is so good. Thank you for sharing those. And if y'all haven't checked the chat in a while, there are so many great tips in the chat for things to bring. But Corey, I know you've got a couple of things you recommend people bring with them.
I do. And so my first is the fueling. So, and I just pack mine in a Ziploc. They are TSA approved. You can bring them through. I've done that numerous times. And you know, I always, regardless of what plan I'm doing, I like a shake in my coffee in the morning. I always like the brownie at night. And I personally don't even microwave the brownie. So I just kind of eat it as batter. So I don't really need the microwave if there isn't one. I also bring my frother for said shake. I love that and for doing hot chocolate. And another thing I was seeing in the chat, which I do have and I really love, is the blend jet. I have the little mini blender. I like to bring that. But you know, bring those fuelings. Don't be afraid of having the fuelings on vacation. And I know I'm personally going on a cruise for spring break and I'll have my fuelings with me and bring my bars up on the pool deck and things like that. So
I love that. I do the same thing when I go on cruises, and it is so much fun to see other people on the cruise who are clients too, that they'll have their bar or whatever. But I find that it keeps my nutrition in check, and it helps me make the right decisions when I am sitting down for lunch or dinner because I'm not overly hungry. So that is a really, really great point. Thank you for sharing that. So I'm pretty passionate about the things that I recommend sharing as well. So one of those things, the frother is great and I absolutely love it. But the other thing that I think everybody needs is to bring a cup with them. So Robin's got her water bottle, but I stop by the dollar store before going on a trip. I get 10 of these bad boys for about a dollar. And, you know, I've gone on trips and stayed at different hotels where they have coffee, but they have the teeny tiny little cups. And I'm trying to make, you know, my precious hot chocolate and I've got my frother and things go everywhere. So bringing my cup makes such a difference to me. You could also have a reusable one that you wash every day, but I highly recommend that. I also bring my own bowls. Again, you can get this just about anywhere for very inexpensive. So bring the things that you know you are going to need that are going to help you stick to plan, that are going to help you stay focused on your why and get the things that you really want. We've got a great friend, Stephanie, that travels with a little tub when she goes on trips. And y'all, in her tub, she's got her own travel utensils where she figures out how many tablespoons to put or measuring spoons. She has everything in that tub. And what I love about bringing fuelings with me is I'm going to eat those fuelings on my trip. So I have room to buy some things to bring home mementos. So that's my little trick that now everybody knows. But the last thing that we recommend bringing with you is a good attitude and being flexible, because you're going to a totally different place. You know, like you can plan as well as you can, but at the end of the day, we've got to be adaptable and flexible. So have a good attitude, be flexible, and just keep the main thing the main thing. That's definitely something that I would recommend thinking about. So let's talk about the cruise again, Corey, and give people some more tips for going on that cruise. What are some of your best tips?
For sure, take the stairs. Avoid the elevator. Those lines are super long anyway. Just take the stairs no matter what. Get all your steps in. One of my plans is, you know, scope out that track in the morning in the fitness center, like Robin said, so I know exactly where I'm going every morning. I like to get up and do this before the kids are up or before you're getting off the boat or anything like that. And definitely, like we said, get in your water. It's easy to get dehydrated in the sun anyway, but it also will help sustain your hunger. It will help help your digestion if you are eating a few things that are off your regular plan anyway. And of course, I'd say I have the biggest sweet tooth, so try to limit those desserts. I like to just take a few bites from my husband's and call it a day. Helps us both out.
That is great. I love that. Robin, what about you?
Yeah, I think similarly, you know, part of what I love to do when I travel is to continue to have my typical routine be my routine. And so, you know, I wake up in the morning, I get some healthy movement in, I drink some water, I have my first fueling, and then I fuel my body every 2 to 3 hours. And so thinking about kind of the day ahead, what's coming up, are there any, you know, especially on a cruise, because we just got back from a cruise, right? And sort of thinking about like, when are the meals that we're like having to sit down? You know, what's the plan for the buffet where you can get everything, you know, and it's already paid for. It was so helpful just from a mindset perspective to already have my plan ahead of time. And again, I didn't feel deprived. I felt like, nope, I got the meals, you know, I had my breakfast and my dinner and that was great. And then throughout the day, quite honestly, it felt awesome to be able to have kind of a healthy option with my fuelings to fuel my body. A funny thing, I was with a couple other families, so we had some kids with us, right? And so similar to what Corey said about taking the stairs, I always take the stairs. My mom always says whenever she travels with me, she's like, I always get in more steps when I'm with you. And I'm like, good. The kids saw that I was always taking the stairs. So we, you know, people would be waiting for the elevator. I'm like, okay, what level are we going to? All right, I'm taking the stairs. Anyone want to come with me? At first, nah, by the end of the cruise, the kids were like, stair crew, and like off they went. So it was really cool. And I think that that's another reminder that when you think about your why, you know, why does this matter? I can say with absolute certainty that I'm doing this for myself, but what my daughter has modeled for her with me finding this program and this community is such a beautiful thing. And it's just a reminder of the domino effect that can happen and what we model for other people in terms of what's possible. I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. If anything, I feel like I am absolutely appreciating things more and able to be more present.
I love that, Robin. That is just, oh, just perfect. Yeah. So I did read one thing in the chat that I thought was brilliant. That was a cruise tip. And that is, you know, they've got menus on these cruise ships of what you can order. Don't be afraid to ask for double vegetables and no rice pilaf or whatever it is. I always recommend to people, stay away from your kryptonite foods, whatever that is. For me, that's a dinner roll. When the dinner rolls come out, I gotta go. So whatever the kryptonite food is for you, be aware of that and do your best to stay away from that entirely if you can. That always makes a difference. Be intentional with your nutrition. Watch out for drinks that are high in calories. That is a big one. You know, one big thing right now in pop culture is these mocktails. And I'm noticing a lot of times these mocktails are just fancy lemonades. They are loaded with sugar. So, be really intentional about the things that you're putting in your body, whether it's the nutrition or the hydration, and come up with that game plan like we talked about. We wanted to give a couple just reminders as we're wrapping things up today. So we hope that you will remember, number one, you can travel and you can get healthy at the same time. It can be done, and it is incredibly empowering. It is really important, though, to be prepared. And you want to focus on your why. You want to focus on what you want, why that matters to you, like Robin shared. And this was a quote I heard when we were prepping for this call, and I just loved it. And it was one of you beautiful women said, yes, you can do this. It is so worth it. You're going to be more present. You're going to enjoy it more, which is that vacation or life. And you're going to show up differently for yourself, for the people you're traveling with, for the people around you. But no matter what happens, be like Dory, just keep swimming and do the next right thing. All right, friends, what have we missed? Is there anything you want to make sure that we share with everyone before we wrap things up?
Just work on that mindset.
Oh, yeah. Say that again.
Go ahead, Corey.
I just said, just work on your mindset. So just be intentional. And like Robin was saying, have fun.
Have fun, be intentional, do the next right thing. I love that. Well, thank you so much everyone for joining us tonight. We wanna remind you that we've got a great podcast library. If you have not checked it out yet, please do so. There are hours and hours and hours of incredible content that will help you on your journey to optimal health and well-being. It is incredible, great to listen to when you're in the car or when you're working out. And next week, we will be here Monday night talking about the power of consistency. And it is that power of consistency that makes such a difference, whether we are traveling or whether we're home. It's what we do consistently that makes all the difference. So on behalf of me and my co-hosts, I just wanna say thank you so much for spending time with us. And we hope that you feel more equipped and empowered after our time together. And we can't wait to hear about the places you go and the things you're able to do. Have a great night. Bye-bye.